Welcome to a new episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today we have with us in the studio Professor James Bekvar from the Department of Chemistry. Jim, welcome.
Thank you, Keith. I'm very happy to be here.
Tell us what you're doing. I know you've got some really interesting research
I've got a number of research areas, intellectual property, involved in the most case in the laboratory, but I also engage in an activity that was started in year 2000 called peer-led team learning. And this is where the older students help the younger students in the sense it's sort of like the Little Red Schoolhouse of old where the teacher couldn't manage all the grades all at once, and so he or she would engage the older students to help the younger ones learn material that the older ones are quite familiar with. So this is the sort of technique used in peer-led team learning, in which students who have done well in a course assist in the learning, facilitate the learning of students who are taking the course for the first time. So it works like the large introductory classes especially. It started in STEM. In fact, it started in chemistry, but it's been extended as a mode of learning into mathematics, physics, history, English, all the disciplines.
I understand the concept of the Little Red Schoolhouse, not mm-hmm. that I went to one, but I mean, there, that particular older students guiding the younger ones was simply because there was this range of students.
Yes.
But in a modern American university, all the students are basically at the same level in the class. So what's the driving force for this?
The driving force is that you may think that all the students are at the same level, but by no means is that correct. Students coming into the first semester of general chemistry, for example, have a wide range of abilities. Some are going to pass the class without any help whatsoever, but a majority of the students struggle greatly because they come in with several strikes against them. They don't have the mathematical preparation necessary. They don't have the study skills preparation. They really do not know nowadays what the word study means. They don't spend much time at all outside of class actually addressing the discipline they're trying to learn.
It is a research project. It's still
ongoing.
It's a research
project.
It's by no means clear that this is going to be the panacea that one would expect. Very quickly, where are
we? It's a research project because all of these peer leaders are constantly challenged to come up with the way that they are going to make a contribution to the literature on learning. They, the peer leaders, are going to be challenged to come up with ideas and concepts and strategies and approaches that would take advantage of the situation that breaking these large sections into small groups provides. Now these peer leaders can use all kinds of accessory techniques to help the students.
So it's a successful intercession, a new way of thinking about teaching. So thank you very much, Jim Bekvar, Professor of Chemistry, for outlining this interesting approach to education. You're listening to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of UT El Paso. My name is Keith Pennell.